Mark, state of emergency takes effect at midnight. What can you tell me from the Timmins Police Service standpoint about it?
Well, these new regulations are fairly clear. The stay-at-home order is a necessary, however inconvenient, measure that is going to enhance public health. So it falls to the police to make sure that the individual citizens and guests in the city are fully compliant with those restrictions. We don't want to upset the apple cart here. We've got good, very favorable compliance rates thus far throughout the pandemic. There have been remarkably few calls for service in comparison with other areas. And when the police are notified of an alleged violation of those restrictions, for the most part, and with rare exception, the persons who are found to be in violation are very accommodating and fully comply in short order. We want to continue with that. We want to build on that working relationship we have with the residents of the city of Timmins. We fully understand that this is going to change the way we live our day-to-day lives, but it's an absolute necessity in order to address how we mitigate the spread of the virus.
So what can we expect in terms of enforcement? Like if I'm out driving, and I guess effectively the state of emergency is a 24-hour curfew, can I expect to be pulled over?
Not at this point. We are not going to actively interfere with traffic. There would have to be a reason for the traffic stop to take place. And then based on the outcome of that interaction, if there's an indication that there's a violation taking place under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act, then obviously the officer is compelled to take some action there. Basically, we're going to adopt two stances at once, a rather reactive and proactive approach, in terms of the fact that our officers will be out on patrol, and should they, let's say for the sake of argument, locate a driveway with more than five people present, that's a clear violation of what is now in effect. So enforcement action will follow. It depends wholly on the reception received by the officer as to what steps are taken next. Our officers are going to use their discretion as they see fit. As I said, we have a good working relationship and a compliance rate that is exceptional thus far throughout the pandemic. We're hopeful to have that continue. If it's deemed necessary that the only viable option to address the situation is the laying of a charge, then so be it. The officer will follow suit, and the issuance of an offense notice will take place. The fines are quite significant, $750 for being found in violation. And anyone who prevents an officer from taking appropriate action, that's an obstruction, that issue carries a $1,000 fine. These are significantly elevated fines for good reason. So we're hopeful that in keeping with the spirit that we've gotten thus far, the element of cooperation that we have thus far, we want that to continue. But we want the individual citizens to police themselves. This information is made abundantly public to everyone. There is no reasonable prospect that people can say that they didn't realize they were in violation. That's not a reasonable point of view. So we want persons, of course, to police themselves. Where we proactively locate a violation, appropriate enforcement action will follow. Should anything be reported to the police, we will be responding to those calls for service as well. And where a violation is located, the officers responding will use their discretion as they see fit as to whether or not to lay charges.
That obstruction charge, is that a provincial charge or does that move into the criminal realm?
No, it's under the provincial legislation at present. The obstruction of an officer, you're right, there is a kind of a mirroring of events there. Should it elevate to a criminal matter where they physically interfere with the officer, then that is, in fact, a criminal code issue, and it can lead to an arrest taking place.
And a criminal record upon conviction.
Exactly. Upon conviction, yes, of course, that follows suit. So these are highly avoidable situations. We're in this together. So your police service wants to take a firm hand in terms of enhancing public health. This virus is a real thing. We've had a few incidents, apparently, that can be traced back to events over the holiday season. And hence, we believe, based on the subject matter experts at the Porcupine Health Unit, that that can be traced back to how the virus was spread over the holiday season, hence the elevated numbers we have now. So with that in mind, these measures are put in place by the province for the protection of the individual citizens. This is a necessity. It's we're wholly dependent on compliance with the individual citizens. The police are sometimes called upon to protect people from their own bad judgment and behavior that is not in their best interest. So on occasion, should it be necessary, that's exactly what we'll do.